You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Congressman Mike Rogers, Chair of the Intelligence Committee, 8th District from Michigan. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much.
You're on TV more than anybody lately.
My wife says it's bad enough she has to see me, let alone see me on TV all the time.
You're there because of your knowledge and your expertise in the area. Obviously, talking about the death of Osama bin Laden, and the big topic today was the photos. And you agreed with the president in terms of not showing the photos.
I did. Actually, I sent out a statement before the president had made his decision, and we had talked to their security team, and I weighed in on my position. And here's my position on this. You have a soldier who is patrolling in Ghazni, Afghanistan, who's going through a village, who needs the village elder to want to cooperate. And my fear was that when you show this picture, it inflames those who would seek to do us harm and those Muslims in places like Ghazni who aren't sure they're for Americans or they're for the Taliban. And I want that soldier to come home. I want that village elder to cooperate with him and say, you know, there's an IED right around the corner. You all need to stay away from that. And by the way, that happens all the time in places like Afghanistan. And my concern was nothing to gain by showing the photos, maybe something to lose. And if there's an error, I'm going to err on the side of the men and women who are patrolling in really hard places in the world. I'd like their mission to be done so they can come home safely.
Well, in water cooler talk, if you will, sir, folks talking about it today said that, you know, the folks who say, well, I'm not sure if I believe he's dead, wouldn't believe it with a photo anyway.
Well, exactly. The conspiracy theorists aren't going to believe it. I can tell you I've seen the photo. I've seen the DNA test. It was Osama bin Laden. He's gone. His family is now saying he's dead. Matter of fact, they're saying that the Americans somehow, captured him and then shot him. So all those conspiracy theories are starting. But they're admitting he's dead. So, I mean, one thing we can all agree on, Osama bin Laden is dead. And what's next? My argument is now's the time to step on the gas and go after the rest of this al-Qaeda network and put them on their backs. And anything that might jeopardize that, anything that might cause some trouble for those soldiers, I'm not going to be for. And yes, I know that there's people that want to see the photos. Well, I'm sorry. There'll become a day for that. It's not now. He's dead. He's not a trophy for us to parade around. This is, I think, an important thing that we do for the safety of the men and women who are serving in bad places and primarily Muslim communities overseas.
What about, you have a background, of course, as a special agent with the FBI, sir. What about intelligence gathered at the scene? Are you encouraged that we're going to get an awful lot of information from it, from what was gathered at the scene?
I'm very hopeful. It will take some time to work through. There's language barriers. There may be some code issues where they've tried to code things so that outsiders couldn't read their whatever they were doing. So they're working through all of those things. But I do think, and I really believe that we're going to have some exceptionally good information come out of that. It's just going to take a little time to get through it.
One of the other articles that I found today, and you made comment on, was the officials with the Obama administration trying to have it both ways, and these are my words, sir, not yours, with going after CIA officials and the enhanced interrogation techniques that led to the ability to get Osama bin Laden and going after them at the same time.
Well, it is. It's concerning to me, and I've brought this up with the administration numerous times that CIA officers who were told by their government to go interview these people and use these techniques that were approved by law, and they had a attorney general approval of these things. Now, the next, the Obama administration has decided that they wanted to prosecute them and has gone through a lengthy investigation, and all of that information, all of those interrogations, provided a base of information from which we could go and find, eventually, Osama bin Laden. And so it is incredibly important that we had all of that, and for the administration to then decide that they want to prosecute these folks, I think it's wrong. I don't think you can say, hey, we're all for getting Osama bin Laden, but boy, we didn't like the things you did to get him. And that, to me, is my argument with the administration. I hope they change their position. It's not too late. They can call off these investigations. I'm going to urge them again to do it.
Well, and as a layman, sir, I'm trying to figure out how you go after somebody who was doing something who was legal at the time.
Well, exactly. The problem is, think about what they go through. They have, you know, get called before the grand jury. They have to get lawyers. I mean, all of these things are happening, and these are folks who are just good Americans, who are patriot Americans, who have risked their life for their country in the CIA, and now are getting punished for it. It doesn't seem right. We've got to put a stop to it soon.
What about Pakistan's involvement? What are your concerns there?
Well, they have a lot of questions to answer. They have been a mixed partner at best. They have done some good things. They have helped us arrest 600 terrorists over the last decade in the settled areas. They have sent their troops at our behest into the tribal areas and took thousands of casualties, thousands of KIAs in their army fighting the Taliban on the Pakistan side of the border. But then they do crazy things, like seems odd to me that they didn't know that Osama bin Laden was there. So we're going to ask them some hard questions. We hope that some evidence comes out that can prove them either right or wrong. We've got to get this right. At the end of it, though, I hope we use this as leverage to get them to do the right thing. And there's so much more we think they can do to help us, and I hope this is the opportunity to get them to do it.
We've got about 2 minutes left, sir. What about fear of retaliation? I was flying back home Monday morning, obviously the night after hearing this news, and things were in a heightened state of alert at the airports. What are your concerns about that at this time?
Well, it's important for your listeners to know that there is no credible information today that we have an imminent threat here in the United States. What you see is precautionary, just in the sense that someone might be upset that he was killed and might go out and do something rash. We just wanted to make sure that all of the security levels were raised. We don't have any information as of today that says there's an imminent threat. So it was precautionary. We need to be vigilant and pay attention to it. But I will tell you, this is a severe psychological blow to the Al-Qaeda organization. He wasn't only operational commander, he was inspirational to cause things to happen. This will set them back on their heels, and that's why it's so important we focus all our energy on, now let's try to break the back of this organization wherever we find them around the world.
Well, and I was just going to comment on that to your point. This is the time to step on the gas while there may be a little bit of confusion.
Absolutely. And in confusion, people make dumb mistakes, and we want them to make dumb mistakes so we can catch them.
Very good. And you were one of just a few who knew about this ahead of time because of your position with the House Intelligence Committee. Well done.
Thank you very much. And well done to the men and women of not only our military, but our intelligence services as well.
It's amazing. Absolutely stunning work. Thank you, sir, as always.
Thank you.
Congressman Mike Rogers, chair of the House Intelligence Committee of Michigan, will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS. After this, coming up, Carol Wood, Lansing City Council member, and Sheriff Gene Wrigglesworth, Ingham County Sheriff, on an event at the Sheriff's Department today. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.